We heard earlier in the program about the impact of climate change on bushfires. Well, a report launched at Lord's, the home of cricket, is warning about the impact of rising global temperatures on cricketers. The ABC's national sports reporter David Mark has the story.
Last summer was unusually hot in the drought-stricken region of northeast Victoria.
We went for three consecutive days over 46.
Peter Kelly is the secretary of the Redcliffs Cricket Association near Mildura.
Never had anything like that. You know, a couple of hot days over 40 was it. Now they're consecutive days, and really from end of December through to the second week in February.
And so the Redcliffs Association have changed playing conditions.
We've changed our rules this year to be able to cater for those hot days and make decisions nice and clear, but pretty well at 42 we all pack up and have the day off.
The manager for sports science and sports medicine with Cricket Australia, Alex Contouris, says that's a smart idea because heat stress is a dangerous condition.
It can initially just have a bit of dehydration and could affect performance a little bit, but then the sort of back end of the spectrum is full-on heat illness and heat exhaustion.
At its worst, a person with heat stress can die from organ meltdown.
Beth Mooney, one of our Australian players, last night had to retire hurt because of heat illness in the West Indies. So that was actually quite a timely reminder that it can be significant.
Last year in the Sydney Test, the English captain Joe Root had to retire hurt during a 43-degree day when the feels-like temperature in the middle of the SCG recorded 57.
There definitely do need to be firm policies on when it is deemed to be too unsafe to play cricket at the highest level.
Dominic Goggins is the co-author of a new report that warns about the dangers of climate change, specifically in relation to cricket.
8 of the 10 warmest years in Australian history have come since 2005. And increasingly we're seeing that those extreme instances of heat impact on cricket at every level.
The report shows that batting all day requires the same energy expenditure as running a marathon.
And you imagine doing that in heat which can top 43, 44 degrees, which we've seen at times in Sydney. I mean, for example, when Joe Root was hospitalised overnight.
Instinct would say it's the fast bowlers who would suffer the most during hot days, but it's actually the batters.
We did a research study that's been published, in fact, and what we showed out of all the players on the field, the batters are the most affected by heat. And it's largely to do with the protective equipment that they're wearing.
And that's because pads and helmets stop the evaporation of sweat. There's not a lot that can be done about that, but Cricket Australia has introduced a new heat policy and a tool for community cricket clubs to assess the dangers of extreme weather.
David Mark reporting.